B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP on campus. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports in the world beyond. Your host, Norris Howard, here. And we have a very, very special guest. As soon as you hear his voice, you don't know who we got in. We brought in Reforce to talk a little bit about the CSL Magic the Gathering tournament to go on. Biggest card tournaments for the collegiate space going on right now. And it's going down this weekend at the Collegiate Star League Grand Finals. Reforged, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
I am 100%, actually 200% appreciative of being able to talk about collegiate esports, because collegiate esports is two of my most favorite things, obviously esports, but then also card games, which I've been in the community now for 27 years. So been here a minute when there was only Magic. Yeah, back when we had to ice skate uphill both ways, all that stuff.
That's right. That's right. You are literally older than 66% of the cast of Checkpoint XP on campus. Or you've been involved in that community,
yes,
for longer. But the CSL Grand Finals are here now. And this is really, in my opinion, coming off the back of a huge, huge resurgence with Magic the Gathering, with Arena and how it's dropped. And really, I mean, if you could have told me anything would rival Hearthstone as the top card game in esports right now, a couple years ago, I'd have said you're crazy. Arena really is, it's changed it all up, hasn't it?
Yeah, the big thing is, as Magic players, we've been accustomed to playing in real life, in front of tables, all of that, and then dealing with the Magic Online client. And the Magic Online client, which is very old, and we've just kind of grown accustomed to the things that are with it. What Arena did is it kind of brought us into, you know, the new world, but into what is going on in gaming today. And like you said, with Hearthstone being able to be pretty easy to get into, free to play, you can kind of grind it out, and having a UI that's really intuitive, those are the kind of things that Arena brought to the table. And with that, it brought a lot of people back to playing online. And obviously, with everything going on with quarantine and COVID, being able to have a game that works, that looks good, that has skins, that has the things that everybody had in their card games online, now we have it in our card game in Magic. It's really, really nice.
Yeah. And, you know, just to stay on that note very quickly, you know, I mentioned Hearthstone, and it was the biggest card game, but you now have Realms of Runeterra that's out, coming from Riot Games, the folks that make League of Legends. Card games at this point right now are seeing a renaissance, but why do you think it really is Magic specifically that is able to really make a lot of noise, at least in the competitive space?
Well, you have to understand that Magic the Gathering, even though it doesn't have the largest online presence compared to maybe some of these other games like Dota and League of Legends and things like that, but the players themselves, the players in real life that go to the tournaments, there are millions and millions of Magic the Gathering players. And then on top of that, you've got this history where somebody like myself, who started playing Magic when I was 13 years old and now I'm 40 years old, this is something I've done longer than pretty much, besides eating, this was as long as the thing I've done the most in my life. There's this love affair. There's this marriage that goes on with Magic, and it goes through when really there weren't. The internet was basically just starting. It was really just kind of getting off the ground to today, where we have multi-million dollar tournaments. And when we talk about renaissance, again, it's not so much a renaissance for Magic, because our players have been here. It's just a matter of more people converting to the online format, as opposed to doing these large, what we call Grand Prix in Magic, where it's like, or Magic Fests, where there's thousands and thousands of players across everywhere. But even when we had tournaments that was like Magic Fest Las Vegas, where you've got players from all across the world that come to one place in Las Vegas, not only to compete just for the top prize, but most people, and I would say probably 80-85% of the people who are there are just there to have fun and hang out with their friends. So that is what Magic has always been about. They say, oh, well, the Magic is, you know, the Pro Tour and tournaments. But really, Magic is about the gathering. It's about hanging out with your friends and enjoying the time you have with each other. And sometimes the tournament itself is just, you know, it's kind of secondary to actually being in with your friends and having a good time.
Yeah, we're talking to Reforge right now. You're listening to Checkpoint XP on campus. And so let's turn our attention towards the tournament proper. We have our final brackets right now. We know who's going to be participating over the weekend. You know, how much of these teams have you gotten to see, and who do you think is going in as the favorites?
So when it comes to the Magic the Gathering broadcast, I have covered every single week since the beginning of the semester. So I am pretty familiar with all of the teams. And I hate it saying like, oh, well, there's no favorite and things like that. But the issue here is when we've gotten to this point of the tournament, this is the Collegiate Star League Grand Finals. These teams have played tons of Magic, and not just competitive Magic for CSL. They're playing Magic for fun. They're grinding the ladder. They're trying to hit Mythic. They're watching all of the outlets to see what are the best decks. And the thing about this format is you don't have to have three different decks. Your team can literally break the format, come with three of the same decks, and as long as you guys know the decks in and out, you can do well. And I would expect that both of these teams are going to be looking at the meta. And we do have to kind of worry that Wizards of the Coast may ban some cards. You know, there could be emergency bans. There could be changes with companions and things like that. But there are very, very popular decks that are out there. But they also could be holding on to some spice for this Grand Finals, because even though the CSL Grand Finals are going to be online, we still are going to crown a national champion. And there's not many people in the world who can say that they are, you know, world champion, or collegiate champions. They just don't exist. I mean, we just don't have that format except for Collegiate Star League. I was happy to do it last year with Fortnite. And then this year we were going to be doing it with Magic the Gathering. But saying that you're the national champions is going to have some weight. So I would expect both of these teams to be working with pros to be able to come up with the best deck and be able to surprise us all and take home that crown.
Okay, you hit on a couple things that I desperately need to ask you about.
Yes.
So right out the gate, I need you to walk me through, how does a match even work? Because like when I look at Goat Nappers, I see there's like four people that have played. And then when I look at Lawn Darts, there's like one person that has played from right. What it says. So how does that work?
So it sounds like there might not be updated all the way. But the way it works for these tournaments is you have two teams of three. And the idea is each team member will play against one team member from the other team, and it's best two out of three. Now, once you finish your best two out of three, it's whoever wins the first team to win two matches of the three matches. So if I'm going, let's say I'm player A, I go against the other team's player A and I win. Well, now in our other two matches, we only have to win one of those two to win the match. And that's how it's gone on all season. And the other thing about this team competition is you can work with each other. Now, I don't mean that you can share cards or anything like that, but right. You can essentially, like, if you're all playing at the same time or if you're playing differently, before you could like get together in the same room at your university and then all play your games together so that when one person's playing, maybe the other two people are standing behind them and say, hey, no, maybe we shouldn't do that, or maybe we should sideboard this way. This, you know, I'm assuming they'll probably be on Discord or something like that now, but you can work with each other to help each other, make sure you do the right moves. So I don't know if they're all going to be playing at the same time during the Grand Finals, or if it's like we're going to do match one, then match two, then match three. Mm-hmm. But if they are playing at the same time, then it does become a little bit more difficult to help your teammate. But if they do it separately, then it would be kind of like three-headed giant, where you've got yourself and then your two teammates behind you helping. But one of the things about this, when you play all at the same time, there is a metagame to that. So like, if the middle board person is playing a real aggro deck and they need to be able to help both of their teammates to the side, maybe their decision-making is a little bit easier or their decision trees aren't as deep. So then they can say, okay, I'm going to do this move and now I can turn and help my opponent or help my teammate here. I can help my teammate there. Or maybe, you know, the person in the middle or maybe the people on the other sides of them don't need as much help. There's a lot of different ways to set up the teams, but online, usually it's not quite as intricate as that as when it's like in person, where you really have to deal with those kind of issues.
Right.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, we're gonna have to cut it there. And I know Jacob is looking at me with an eye of scorn and disappointment.
I'm fierce right now, you.
Scorn and disappointment because we want to talk a little bit more about Magic. But unfortunately, we got to stop it there. So we want to thank Reforce for coming in and sharing his expertise and teaching us a little bit about Magic, because it's something you guys should definitely be checking out. Not only if you're a Magic fan, but if you're new to card games and online esport card games. Right now, Magic is one of the easiest to get into, and it has that legacy. You know somebody who has played Magic before. And probably
ask your older siblings. Yeah.
Yeah, your parents.
Ask your parents, your older sibling, ask them. But they've played. But we want to thank Reforce for coming in and sharing his expertise with us. And we would love to have you back. Anytime Magic is going on, we would love to have you back on the show.
Absolutely. Just give me a call. I would love to talk about it. And again, everyone tune in to the grand finals of Collegiate Star League here shortly.
All right, guys. So stick around. We are going to have more from Checkpoint XP on campus. This is our CSL grand finals special.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.